ADP.com, and from the listeners who support this NPR station.
Good afternoon. Time is 5:59. I'm Kayla Brady with an update of your local forecast. It is currently 87 here in Maryville, 83 in Chillicothe, and 89 in St. Joseph. Tonight, partly cloudy skies with a low around 66. Tomorrow, sunny with a high near 86 and a low of 66. Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. with a high of 83. Chance of showers and thunderstorms continues at night with a low around 63. Sunday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 69 and a low of 50. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 67 and a low of 47. From the campus of Northwest Missouri State University, this is KXEV Maryville and KRNW Chillicothe. You can also hear us on the web at kxcv.org. Be sure to join us tomorrow at noon on You Bet Your Garden. Time is now 6 o'clock. KXCV time is now 6 o'clock, and we head out to Carson Sports Grill for tonight's Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We've got a good show on hand tonight. We'll be talking women's golf as well as Bearcat football tonight as Andy Peterson, the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State women's golf team, will be joining us. Elise McDonough also will be joining us tonight from the women's golf team. And then we'll be talking football as well as Phil Jackson will join us, a senior running back for Northwest as well. And, of course, the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Doral, will be along as well tonight as well. So, again, a lot of things coming up on our show tonight. But, Matt Gordon, what a week it's been for Northwest fall sports, just all of the sports really doing well in the past week.
Yeah, and, you know, even there's been a ton of wins, of course, but even with the losses, they're what you would term, I guess, good losses, if there is a such thing. You look at the women's soccer team, they had 2 1-0 losses. One of them was just an accidental own goal on a header that went the wrong way on a corner kick. And then the other one was a 1-0 loss to Central Missouri, who is third in the nation right now. So, you know, the team is playing well. I think there's a lot of wins for this team coming up. And then you take a look at all the other results from all the other sports, and there's a lot of top finishes. You've got a 12-0 volleyball team right now. Of course, the Bearcat football team remains unbeaten. You look at cross country, they had some top finishes last week up at the Woody Greeno at Lincoln, Nebraska. And you look at this coming weekend, tennis, they were off last weekend but going to play some real good competition on the men's side this weekend. So it's been good, and I think we'll continue to be good this fall.
The volleyball team had a heck of an honor this week, ranked 22nd nationally, the first time that the volleyball team's been ranked in the top 25.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's just incredible. And so, you know, your focus changes a little bit with the team. You always want to get to where you're winning games consistently, but now that you are, you're undefeated, and you're hearing about the 84 team and the 80 team and how many wins they had to start the seasons, those two seasons, and you get this first ever ranking, you still have to stay on task and still make sure that you're focused on the next match ahead, especially since they're starting MIAA play this weekend. The competition, night in and night out, will start getting a lot tougher. They've faced some pretty good teams in this win streak in the non-conference, but it's going to be a lot more consistent, good competition once they get into conference play.
And I don't think that any of the teams will be playing will be looking past them at all right now with the type of success they've had early on.
No, not at all, because there are a lot of teams in the MIAA that are also having a lot of non-conference success. So you hope that the competition that you've played going into conference play will prepare you for that. I think there's at least three of the teams that Northwest has faced that helped them with that. Of course, they beat a ranked Rockhurst team that helped push them into the rankings. The win over Minnesota State Mankato here in Maryville was a big one, and then that win over Sioux Falls in the first tournament that they played. And those three, I think, are really going to set the tone, hopefully, for the team getting into conference play.
They had a final non-conference tune-up Tuesday night at Bearcat Arena, a three-set win over Truman State, and good crowd on hand, and a crowd that was really having a lot of fun at that match.
Well, I tell you, it's probably as big a crowd as I've seen at volleyball for years, and that was awesome. It was excellent. They were into it. They were excited, and hopefully that continues through the MIAA because the brand of volleyball, when they're in conference play, will be even more fun to watch than the win that we saw on Tuesday. But still, great crowd, great energy. I think the players fed off of that energy very well and got the win to remain unbeaten.
And on top of that, Bearcat football off to a good start. They picked up their third victory of the season Saturday afternoon with a good home win over Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that was one of those games going into it. You felt pretty good that with where the two programs are right now, the Cats would have a pretty good chance to win. They got it, but it was a fun crowd. And again, another home crowd that was into it, helping the team out. Northwest able to get some things done. They wanted to run the ball better. I think they ran the ball a little bit better than what they had the previous game. They ran it real well against Emporia State. So there are still things, you know, and Coach Doral will talk about this later, still things they want to work on, but you're getting wins. And that's what we heard from them last year. It was the same situation. Early on, they were finding the things that they need to do to get better, but they were winning games in doing that. You can't ask for anything better than that.
We've got Phil Jackson coming up a little bit later on during the show, and we'll talk more about offense and some of the things we're doing with the running game. But I think one of the things that's been impressive early in this season with Kyle Zimmerman at quarterback, he's yet to throw an interception as a starter.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's important because, you know, when you first take over, especially you think about that first game, maybe even the second game because it was the first home game, you know, there's going to be a little bit more nerves and you have more of a tendency maybe force a ball or something like that, and he's not doing that. He's making some good choices. You know, he's missed on a few passes, but that's going to happen as well. But the important thing is if you're going to miss, you got to miss right, and that's what he's done so far.
And this pass game, too, the first time we've seen them really air it out long. They had a couple of nice long pass plays for touchdowns and showed a little bit of razzle-dazzle out there with that flea flicker.
Yeah, absolutely, you know, and some of those plays were set up from a lot earlier in the game, you know, and they knew they were going to get to that eventually. But you look at all four of the touchdown passes that Zimmerman had, the shortest of the four was 40 yards long. So that goes to show you that they were able to hit some downfield stuff last weekend.
Well, a good win for the Bearcat football team at home. They go back on the road this Saturday night, trip down to Joplin to face Missouri Southern.
Yeah, and it's a little bit different Southern team than what we saw, you know, a few years ago. We saw a lot of triple option a few years ago. I think maybe threw the ball 8-9 times, if that. Well, this is a team that's going to pick up the tempo. They're going to throw the ball over 40 times, most likely. So it's a lot different than what we had started to get used to, but it's a little bit tougher with that quick pace. They don't change over a lot of personnel, so that quick pace will work a lot better, even with the new rules and things like that. So it'll be a challenge for a defense that's played real well so far.
And for the fans that went to the Missouri Southern game at home last year, if they take a look at the roster for this time around, there's a lot of new faces in down there. They've gone with some JUCO transfers to come into the program, trying to jumpstart that program a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's part of the reason why you're seeing the different type of offense and the up-tempo and that sort of thing. They've kind of got some guys in down there that fit what they're trying to do now. So there's so many ways that you can go about trying to get a program to turn around. And I know down at Southern, as far as football goes, they've been trying to get that figured out. They've got a new facility that's built down there right next to the football field, you know, and when you get new facilities, you always want to try to pump up the teams as well, and so that's what they're working on right now.
Seems like everywhere we go anymore, you hear the schools talking about their new facilities, whether it's new locker rooms, new indoor facility, new turf. It's really an arms race in the MIAA right now.
Well, it kind of is, but I guess the important thing is what they talk about around Northwest is we've got this new trophy and we've got this new trophy, you know. We hear a lot about facilities, but that trophy always ends up in one direction.
The one addition I liked at Bearcat Stadium in the summertime was when they just put up the 2015.
Yep. Yeah, that's exactly right.
That said it all right there.
Absolutely.
Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville on the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. A good crowd on hand for tonight's show. We'll be having some prizes for those in attendance here. As Ryan Elliott over to my left will be taking care of that. Ryan, our sideline reporter for Bearcat football this year. With Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and as I mentioned a little bit earlier, we'll be talking women's golf and Bearcat football tonight. Up next is Andy Peterson, the head coach of the Northwest Women's Golf Team. He's back from Minnesota after a tournament that they were in earlier this week. We'll be back and talk to Andy right after this time out on the KXCV, KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Nottoway Valley Bank. With 8 locations, NVB has been serving generations of Northwest Missouri families for almost a century and a half. The right bank is right at your fingertips at nvb.com.
Support for today's broadcast comes from Oak Point Assisted Living and Memory Care in Maryville. Oak Point offers private apartments and other services for seniors. More at 660-562-2799 or at oakpointmaryville.com.
Bearcat Radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Chad Peterson, Jesse, Maggie Wilson, and Chad Townsend offer a variety of pre-owned cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or at 582-8800.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Northwest Audio Visual, providing residential, commercial, and auto customers with sales, design, service, and installation of home theater and car audio systems. More at 660-853-2319.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter Agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson's in downtown Maryville on the Bearcat Coaches Show here on KXCV KRNW. It's time to talk Northwest Missouri State Golf as head coach Andy Peterson joins us, and we're just talking about that trip to Minnesota. You know, you go at the wrong time, it's either really hot and humid or it's really cold and there's a ton of snow, but you guys found the right time of year, it sounds like.
I need to pay whoever schedules my schedule up, need to pay them more. I think it's myself, but it was perfect. It was 70, low 70s, sunny. We didn't have to fight any rain, any wind. It was absolutely perfect weekend for golf.
Does that give you a real kind of true feel of where the players are at when you get conditions like that?
A little bit. The best part is I can take away all their excuses.
Ah.
You know? Yeah. It's much more comfortable for the girls. Just they don't have to worry about how many clothes they're wearing, if it's too cold, that, you know, they can't swing, or if it's so hot, you know, they're always worried about, you know, outside forces. So for it to be that nice and just to feel comfortable, and, you know, that's how you imagine golfing when you're golfing, or you want it to be anyway. So it was wonderful. The girl, it just kind of, like I said, though, it does, not necessarily their excuses, but it takes away the distractions of wind, heat, cold, whatever it may be. So that, in that aspect, yeah, it gives you a little more true sense of where you're at.
This Hillcrest Golf Club, have you guys played that before?
No, we have not. Not since I've been the head coach. You know, we hadn't went up there. Concordia St. Paul hosted it. It's a private course up there, beautiful course, well-maintained. It's old, so a lot of big trees, tall, mature trees that you had to kind of fight around. You know, you could use your driver. Didn't have to. A lot of the par fours were fairly short. The par fives, you weren't going to reach it anyway with using drivers. So I know, like, Maddie Props had a great weekend. She put her driver in her bag all weekend and just went 3-wood or 5-wood off the tee and did just fine. A lot of target golf. But it was a great course, a great venue.
We'll talk about when you are going to courses that you haven't seen before, what you guys try to do when you get up there. Because I know knowledge of the course is a major factor in a good round. The biggest thing for those tournaments is our practice round. You get that chance to go out and kind of feel it out, up and down hills, blind shots. That's kind of the main one, especially for the girls. When we talk about where I need to be as a coach the next day, where they could use the most help. And normally that's them. The par three, sometimes depending on wind,
rain, anything like that. You know, they kind of need help with distances. But other than that, it's those blind shots. They really want to know what's comfortable, what's working for not only for them but for the other girls. You know, if I'm on that hole and I see, you know, I don't just see our girls that play that hole. I see the other teams that we're playing with play that hole. So I know what's a good spot, where to be, distances, things like that. So that's the best part about practice rounds, is those tournaments we go to that we haven't been to before, those venues anyway.
On when you get during those practice rounds, say around the green, is it a time for them? Obviously the putting and working on that's important, but you step aside and take a look at that
right.
layout
yep.
and where the
yep.
breaks might be.
And that's I focus on that more than, and I don't bring it up to them as much just because I don't really want them thinking about that distraction. But I'm thinking, okay, if I'm out in the fairway with Elise on this one, where do I want her to miss if she misses? And that's where, you know, you think about, okay, short, long, right, left. You know, you want to stay from bunkers. You want to stay away from, you know, a couple of places that we've been to where the rough is 6-8 inches deep. It's just a jungle. So I don't really bother them too much with that. Every now and then I'll tell them all, hey, everyone go throw your ball in a bunker, hit a few bunker shots just to get used to the sand or whatever it may be. But for the most part, we hit it up there. You know, they do naturally just – you know, sometimes they'll hit on the green, we'll walk up there, and they'll pick the ball up, and they'll just chip on that green the whole time around that green, just to get it used to the feel of how your ball releases, or if you can get it to check up, or whatever it may be. So when we're playing those practice rounds, there's time for that. For the most part, it's just getting used to the putting, getting used to the speed of the greens, because every course is so much different in that aspect.
When fans, you know, used to watching PGA Tour and stuff, they know every round different pin placement. You guys deal with that in your two rounds?
Yeah.
Each round a different pin placement?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it, usually the tournaments that are set up well, and I'm not throwing anybody under the bus anywhere, but tournaments set up well, when you do the practice round, they'll have dots out there. They'll have a white dot and a green, white dot and a red dot, or a white dot and a yellow dot, whatever it may be. And they'll tell you in the sheet, you know, red dot is day one, white dot's day two. So that when you go to that green in your practice round, you can putt at those areas.
Okay.
And it's a way to get not necessarily a feel for the green speed, but for a way it breaks around that hole. Day two's kind of a mute point because it's 2 days away and you're not really worried about it. But day one, it helps a little bit with that. The thing that the girl, you know, you just instinctively do is you hit on the green on practice round, you hit on the green, and then you want to hit it towards the pin. And it really doesn't do you any good at all to hit that pin because it's not going to be there the next 2 days. So, but the tournaments are set up well. The tournaments that, you know, are done the right way, they've got those out there. That's a ton.
Now, how do you feel about the performances? You mentioned Maddie a little bit earlier, but yep. overall the performance of the team up there?
We played much better. It was a much tougher course score-wise. In our opinion, as a team, we kind of agreed that was a much tougher course. And we scored better. We scored, we went 339, 334. Our best round in Olathe was 339. So for us to shoot better score-wise on that course was a big improvement. There was five other teams, I think, that we played in Olathe who shot worse at that course. So that was kind of our silver lining to the weekend was we're playing better. We made some mental adjustments just being aggressive, not playing so tentative, and it paid off for us in that aspect, I really believe. So to play better at that course and to continue to improve said a lot. For where the girls are doing.
You know, when we see results after you guys are done, you know, we see team placements and individual placements. Obviously not as big a deal, I would guess, for you. Are you looking more at individual numbers and stuff?
Right now, yeah. It's a catch-22. You want to play well and continue to improve and take all of it into account. The negative part of that is we're getting beat by some teams in the region that if we want a chance at the regional come springtime, we need to start beating them. Because if you go down, head-to-head is such a big deal for the NCAA. If you go down 0-3 or 0-4, I'm not going to see some of these teams three more times or four more times. You know, the MIAA teams, we will. We see them all the time. You know, the Central Missouri's, Missouri Western's, the UNK, Kearney. We'll see them 6, 7, 8 times this year. So it's not a big deal. Going down 0-2, 0-3 to some of the Northern Sun schools or some of the GAC schools is going to be a big deal because we just don't see them that many times. So we need to start beating those teams, especially the ones that are in our ranking area, I guess you could say. I mean, the teams 1 through 6 in the region, they're out there. That's a long – but the teams 7 through 15 in our region are all so tight, so close. We really need to start picking up those head-to-head victories
But it's really hard to make the girls focus on that right now, because that's not what we need to focus on right now. It's still continuing to improve and setting yourself up for a good spring. Because then when you get to spring, that's all it is. It's just a battle for those spots and that to get into the regional. Coming up, you guys have the MIAA fall preview down in Warrensburg. Just talk about the importance of that tournament. You mentioned seeing MIAA teams a lot, and here's one of those chances. Oh, and not only that, you know, it's a MIAA preview, so all the teams in MIAA are required to go, but it's also open to others. So Upper Iowa's coming, Drury's coming, which they're not in our region NCAA-wise, but they are a regional team because they're in the state boundary of Missouri. I'm trying to think. Truman's coming down as well, another regional team. So seeing new people is always good for the girls. You know, they kind of get in, they don't want to get in the rut of playing the same girl all the time. So seeing new teams, but also that opportunity to pick up regional wins, much like basketball or football or anything else, because they do use that head-to-head. So that part of it, but then on top of that, just continuing to improve, play well. We're in a stretch right now. We play 4 weeks in a row, and this is the second one. So to continue to improve and embrace the process, I know that's said so much in so many different sports, but it's so true with golf, because your golf game varies from 1 week to the next. You know, sometimes it's you're kind of sketchy off the tee, or your short game is, you know, back and forth, or sometimes your irons are just terrible, whatever, for each individual girl. But to continue to improve and take what we have improved on these last 2 weeks, keep those where they're at, and then pick up where we need to pick up in a short amount of time, you know, 5 days, because we'll leave Sunday morning, practice around Sunday, play Tuesday, Wednesday, and that's our routine right now. We only have one practice each week just because of our contact day, so we'll practice tomorrow. They had Wednesday off and today off from me. I mean, they go out and work out on their own and stuff, but you know, we'll have official practice tomorrow, and we'll be off Saturday, and we'll travel Sunday and get back at it.
Obviously, every sport's a little bit different in terms of, you know, getting a day off here, or getting some time off here, getting, I guess you could say, out of the routine of your game schedule. Mm-hmm. What's it like in golf? You mentioned you're going to be playing four straight weeks. I mean, is there a time where you do need maybe a week off? Is it good to play the four straight? I mean, what's it like for golf?
I went back and forth on it. The first year I took this job, we played 6 weeks in a row, and I felt that was not very good. Not only for their golf mentalities, but for school. I mean, that's just a lot of Mondays and Tuesdays in a school. But the other part of that is if one of the girls gets to a funk where they're not playing well, they don't have time to really work on their game. I mean, you know, they get 3 days, which is okay, but to go see a swing coach or something like that, to get a real actual lesson, there's not a lot of time there. And you don't want to mess with your swing too much because you're competing Monday and Tuesday, you know. Yeah. So it's back and forth, and we played the first tournament, and I gave a week off, and now we got four in a row, and we'll have another week off for the last one. But, I mean, at the same time, I guess, if you're playing well, you want to keep playing.
Yeah.
So it's one of those, again, it's a catch-22 where you want to give yourself the best chance you can to compete and compete at a high level. And I think we're going in the right direction, so I'm hopeful, and the girls are excited and hopeful that we'll continue going that direction this week.
And it's kind of one of those things when you are scheduling, you never know whether going to be a time of a funk or playing well.
And weather, too.
Yeah.
You know,
you
don't know if you have great weather, let's play them all early, because that last week of October, especially anywhere around here, you know it's sketchy. But at the same time, if you get a cold snap early, maybe the whole month of October's cold. So,
yeah.
You know, you just never know.
Have you seen, like, say maybe early in the season you end up with a bad weather couple of rounds or a bad weather tournament? Is that something that could potentially put a golfer into a funk?
Oh, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Because of whatever, you know, if you're fighting 40-mile-an-hour winds, you're going to play that course differently than you would if it was normal. And that makes you change your swing. You know, and there's a lot of girls that and guys, for that matter, if it's real windy, they're going to try to hit that ball low, keep it under the wind or whatever it may be. And that, you know, anytime you start messing with your swing or anything like that, it can take, especially if you play all day, I mean, it's 80-some strokes or 70-some strokes, you know, 30 of those are off the tee or whatever, you know, that has a lasting impression on you. Or playing in the rain, whatever it may be. It can definitely mess with you a little bit. We haven't really seen that, or I haven't seen that in the 3 years I've been coaching the Bearcats. But I can see how it could happen pretty easily. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Andy, thanks for joining us. Good luck next week in Warrensburg.
Appreciate it, guys.
That's Andy Peterson, head golf coach at Northwest Missouri State. Again, the MIAA fall preview coming up early next week for the women's golf team. We're going to continue to talk golf as Elise McDonough will join us when we come back right after this on the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCB KRNW.
Support for the Bearcats comes from U.S. Bank, providing banking services to Northwest students and the community. U.S. Bank is a proud supporter of Bearcat Athletics and Northwest Missouri State University. More on their products, services, and locations is at usbank.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Heinlein Home Furnishings at 1411 South Main in Maryville, supplying living room, dining room, and bedroom furnishings for the home, as well as mattresses and flooring. More information is available at heinleinhomefurnishings.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Walker Body Shop and Towing at 420 North Market Street in Maryville. Celebrating more than 50 years in business, Walker's provides complete collision repair and 24-hour towing for cars and trucks. More at 660-582-3104.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock. Greg Fisher and his team offer installation and service of overhead doors from Rainer and LiftMaster operators. More at 660-582-3131, in-store at 5th and Buchanan, or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We continue to talk golf this evening, and Elise McDonough is joining us. And Elise, congratulations on a nice trip up to Minnesota and a good performance up there for you.
Thank you.
Coming up with the low score as a team, and just kind of talk a little bit about that. We heard from Andy a bit as well about the trip up north, but what are some of the things that came out of that trip for you getting up there and playing as well as you did in the 2 days?
I just have been focusing on my chipping and putting because my hitting has been pretty good. I just wanted to stay focused going up there, and I know what I learned from that tournament is what I need to work on. So it was a good experience. I could have gone a little bit lower, but.
Well, I guess you always could. I guess when you, any tournament you go to, as far as that goes.
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the things that this year that you wanted to concentrate on coming into the season to improve the game a little bit?
I really want to focus on my short game because that's where the game's at. And so before I came up to school, I worked with my dad every morning, like at 6 in the morning, work on my chipping and putting, and I'm just trying to bring that here, practice as much as I did back home up here.
And back home at the St. Louis area, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And let's talk a little bit about getting here as well. It's talking about working on your short game. Obviously, Adam Mazingo and the Watson 9, that has to help a little bit as far as working your short game, I would think.
Yeah, the Watson 9 is really nice for that. Lots of short chips and stuff, being able to go all around the green. It's really nice.
And as far as coming from St. Louis, what brought you to Northwest Missouri State?
Well, when I was looking, I definitely looked at the golf program and looked at the school, too. And when I looked at the school, I just really liked the feel I got, even from the website. It just seemed really cool, and I don't know. It was like a college town, and that's what I wanted from St. Louis. It's so big, so what brought me there.
And a sophomore now, I guess. I have to feel good about the way things have gone from your freshman year coming into your sophomore season here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just trying to improve each year.
Let's talk about academics. What are you studying at Northwest?
Right now I'm therapeutic recreation, but since I'm still a sophomore, I'm still thinking about it. But I know I do want to work with people and help people. My older sister's a nurse, and so just being with people is something I want to do.
From a competition standpoint, going through your freshman year now as a sophomore, what were some of the things you learned about competing at the college level last year?
I learned that it's really intense, and you're really more of a team, too. You're always with your team in workouts and practices and traveling. You're together like 3 days, so it's a lot more of a team feel, which I love. And, it's just super intense, so you always have to be on your A game. And if it doesn't go right, at least you have next time.
When you talk about workouts, there's a lot more to golf than just on the course, too, as far as getting in shape for the...
Yeah, we have workouts twice a week at 7 in the morning. Not the most fun thing, but...
That's not what you thought of when you thought about golf.
No, I remember when I first got here, they were like, okay, we have workouts next week. I was like, what?
What got you interested in golf to begin with?
My dad started me when I was little. I started back like fourth, fifth grade, and he just took me out in the backyard and had me swing a few clubs, and he's like, oh, you have a good swing, so he kind of kept me in it. He's never pressured me to keep on doing it. It's just that he's always been there for me. I wouldn't be where I am today without his help.
It sounds like he really helped you out this summer.
Yes, he did.
All right, well, Elise, thanks a lot for being with us
Thank
on the
you.
Show here, and good luck to you, and good luck for the rest of your season.
Thank you.
And Elise Madonna with us here on the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. We also have a couple of the giveaways here. Talked about at the outset. We have some prizes from the student body in Maryville. And as Zoe Severson over to our right here is a winner, as is Mark Thompson. Mark up a couple of rows here is a winner as well. So Mark and Zoe are winners from the KXCV KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. When we come back, we will turn our attention to football as Phil Jackson will be with us, the running back for the Bearcats, the senior running back. And we'll be back to talk to Phil and have more for you from the KXCV, KRW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we're broadcasting live from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24 hours claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from Shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from the Student Body Screen Printing and Embroidery, located on 4th Street in Maryville. The Student Body provides Bearcat fanwear, as well as custom screen printing and embroidery for teams, clubs, and businesses throughout the Bearcat Nation.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network is provided by the Monks of Conception Abbey, praising God and serving the Northwest community since 1873 through ministries such as the Abbey Guest Center, Conception Seminary College, and the Prairie House. More at conceptionabbey.org.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
And we're back at Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville as we continue on the Bearcat Coaches Show here this evening. As we turn our attention to Northwest Missouri State football, and joining us now is senior running back Phil Jackson, and he's just a few feet away from the Phil Jackson fan club, which he greeted on the way up here. Phil, let's talk first off, you know, with this being your senior year, does it kind of have a different feel for you than it has previously?
It really does. It's just that, you know, like every practice, you're one more practice of being done. And so you cherish it a little bit more. That's just the biggest thing, is that knowing that you're almost done and you just come in and cherish every day, and you sit there and you're like, man, we got to practice today. But then you're like, hey, this might be, you know, your last practice. You never know. Like, you can, you know, and once it gets closer and closer to those final practices, you really cherish it, because you know it's like, you know, especially when you get to your playoffs and stuff, you know, your elimination, it's like, you know, you might be done this practice, you never know. And so that's what really gets me going every day, is just knowing that this might be my last. And, you know, I cherish every day and try and give it as much energy as I can out in practice and at games. And it just, it helps. It almost makes you better. It's like bittersweet, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, but it's good. I mean, just cherishing it is the biggest thing.
I know guys kind of want to leave their mark on the program. And more of that comes than just in games. You know, it's away from the field. It's with your teammates, things like that.
Yeah.
Is that kind of one of the things you see, too?
Yeah. I think that's what makes us great, is that, you know, we care about each other so much. You know, we don't just care about getting the ball or caring about, you know, having so many passing yards or rushing yards. We care about each other, and I think that, you know, it helps us play better also. You know, instead of just worrying about, hey, I have to score in this play. Like, hey, you know, I'm going to do this for my buddies. I'm going to do the right thing right now. So then, hey, that might lead to a touchdown or something like that. But just, you know, playing for each other is the biggest thing for our program.
You guys have several guys that have been able to run the ball this year and have that rotation. I know you'd love to have the ball on every snap, but do you just feel like it makes the team stronger when you guys all have fresh legs throughout the game?
It definitely does. I mean, it's easier because when you do get the ball, yeah, you have those fresh legs and you can, you know, hit it full speed. You know, you might – because in our offense, you may not get the ball two or three times in a row, and that's okay because that means when you do get the ball, you're 100% go. You know, you're not, you know, breathing heavy from that last play or something like that. So that's the greatest thing. That's why I love our offense so much is because we have so many threats. You know, I'm not the only guy who runs the ball. Cam's not the only guy who runs the ball. We all do it, so they have to game plan for all of us. And so that opens it up for us also, and then that opens it up for our pass game, and it just goes on and on from there.
Do you feel like having that opportunity, maybe being fresher in the fourth quarter because of that, it may be a little easier to run through some tackles because those guys have been out there quite a bit?
Yeah, it definitely is. It definitely is. I mean, and it helps, you know, with our summer stuff that we do. Over the whole summer, just conditioning with Joe Q and, you know, his GAs, and they do a great job. But, you know, not having to be out there, not having to be that guy every play, it helps you so much at the end of the game for everybody to be able to run, you know, run through that person or make that tackle on defense and stuff like that.
Yeah, you always appreciate Joe Q on those game days after you've been, you know.
Yeah.
Not appreciating those early mornings in the summer, right?
No, you're definitely mad at them during the summer, and you know you got to do it, but on game day you love it because you're like, man, I feel great. I don't have to worry about breathing hard all the whole game, you know. So
let's talk about one thing that I think's been a lot of fun to see. Is, and people may not be thinking about it, but in front of you there on that offensive line, you know, there's been a lot of movement there and a lot of different pieces going around, but seems like those guys are playing pretty consistent considering what's been happening there. How have you guys felt it's been in front of you?
I mean, we feel great. Honestly, we feel great. And the best part about our O-line is all those guys can play every position. And I think that's a testament to it. You know, our coaches, obviously AD, he's the O-line coach. You know, he makes sure that those guys know every position. And he knows it's not going to be too much for him because, honestly, you know, everything they do, it, you know, you can do it at a different position, and it's almost the same thing. You just got to think a little bit differently. So, I mean, but that's great. I mean, to know that if someone goes down, you're not going to have guys in the backfield consistently because you know that next guy's going to step up. That's the best feeling ever, especially for as a running back.
Hey, getting the opportunity this last weekend to play in front of a family day crowd, those are the types of Saturdays you really got to look forward to.
Yeah, no, we love that stuff. I actually had 11 people come up, so it was pretty cool. You know, they know it's my senior year, and they know, like I said, any game could be my last, so they made sure they came up. But to be able to play in front of other people's families is great, and the fans have been great. Even that first Thursday game we had, I mean, just the student section was packed. It was great to see that all of our fans from, you know, on the home side, the older people, they're just great too. I mean, it's just amazing to see so many people come out and support us.
You know, I know it doesn't affect you guys as much because the fans are quieter when you're on the field. They know they need to be. But if you were dealing with that type of a situation as an offense and the fans were that loud when you are on offense, what kind of problems would that cause an offense with that kind of atmosphere?
I mean, just communication problems is the biggest thing. But that's something we'd practice throughout the week if we knew we'd have a game where it's going to be loud, so we're going to practice, you know, having hand signals for different stuff instead of trying to talk, because obviously you won't be able to talk, it's too loud. So you'll have hand signals for different types of stuff, and then you'll learn that throughout the week, and by Thursday you'll have all those hand signals down. And then, you know, come Saturday, that's what we'll be using probably most of the game. You know, quarterback might have to step up to the line and tell those guys what is going on, but, I mean, for the most part, you know, communication will be the biggest factor that we affect, but like I said, we'll practice that all week to kind of combat that.
Missouri Southern, what are some of the things that kind of stick out about their defense that you've been prepping for?
They're very athletic. I mean, they're all athletic kids. All their corners are long, you know, physical, and their linebackers are physical, and the safeties come down and they run hard. I mean, I've seen those guys come and try and hit some guys. So that'll be a big challenge for us is just to play physical, and that's something that we need, though, because, you know, every week you want to play more physical than the last week. You know, because come the end of the season, it'll be hard to play physical because you're hurting a little bit. So to be able to work on that this week is great. I mean, Missouri Southern is a pretty good defense. They're all big kids, all pretty big kids.
The night game, and while that's kind of fun, that leaves you a lot of Saturday to, you know, be thinking about it, that sort of thing. When you got a long time like that before a game, when you're prepping for a night game, what do you try to do for Phil? What do you try to do to try to make yourself ready but calm and get that day by?
Well, I usually wake up, probably get a good stretch in just so I'm not tight the whole day. Then I'll have a pretty big breakfast. Just mentally, I don't think about it too much because, you know, you don't want to think about the game all day long because then you'd be mentally exhausted by the time you get to the game. So
I'd say about probably 3 or 4 hours before the game, I really start thinking about what we got to do. So in the morning, we'll probably try and have a little fun, you know, hang out with the guys. And then we'll probably mid-afternoon, we'll do a little warm-up just to get our bodies going and stuff, so we're not, you know, our first movement isn't when we get out on the field. And so, but like, yeah, mentally, I think the best thing to do is just to relax up until about 3 hours before, and then you really get it going. And then we'll have our meetings and stuff, but it won't be like anything exhausting. So
I know playing at home is fun, but how much fun are the road trips? You know, just like you just said,
yeah,
hanging out with the guys.
Yeah.
You guys are a second family to each
right.
other. You know, what's that like? Just getting to relax and just be with the football guys like
it's
that.
It's great. I mean, it's great. We have a great group of guys. So I think, I mean, it's almost fun to go on the road. I mean, yeah, you'd love to play at home, but when you go on those road trips, it's like, hey, I'm going to cherish this time because we get to hang out. You know, we're normally not all together unless we're on the football field or we're in the locker room. You know, on the road games, we have that night. Just kind of hang out, go to each other's hotel rooms and just talk, watch TV or whatever. So, you know, I cherish it a little bit more now that I'm a senior. But, you know, my freshman year was like, man, this is cool. We get to go on the road. We get to hang out with each other. And, you know, your second year is like, man, we got to drive all this way. But, you know, now it's like back to that freshman year where it's like, hey, this is, you know, my last. So I'm going to cherish every moment of it. So,
all right, Phil. Fun. Well, keep cherishing it, and good luck through the rest of the season.
Appreciate it.
That is Phil Jackson, a senior running back for the Northwest Missouri State football team. And we're going to keep talking football when we come back, as we'll talk with A.D. Adam Doral, the head coach of the Bearcat football team, right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Coaches Show on KXCV, KRNW from downtown Maryville and Carson Sports Grill.
Support for today's game comes from SSM Health Medical Group and St. Francis Hospital in Maryville. SSM offers 10 locations and 46 primary care and specialty providers throughout the Bearcat Nation. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Today's game is underwritten by the Northwest Foundation, providing support for the Northwest Alumni Association and the university's funding needs since 1971. More information is available on Facebook or online at nwmissouri.edu/alumni.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Bomley Auto Sales. Bearcat alumnus Joe Bomley has been providing late model program vehicles and pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to the area since 1983. More at BomleyAuto.com or on the lot at 5 Mile Corner south of Maryville.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Rapid Elite in downtown Maryville, providing printing, copying, and other services such as folding, stapling, binding, and laminating, as well as supplying ink and toner. Rapid Elite also provides UPS and FedEx shipping services. More information at 562-4657.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at YoungerAuction.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. Again, we are live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. And before we talk to the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorr, we have another prize to give away. Jim Bagby over to our right here is a winner as well. So Jim's a little busy eating right now, it looks like. But
they're getting all the inside info from Phil. That's part of the Phil Jackson fan club right there.
Tell you what, Adam, you got a tough act to follow. Phil is good there.
You know what? He's a very, very sharp young man. He's going to be very successful. And I don't know how much you got into detail, but, you know, he's already been hired by a very prominent firm. Came and sought him out, and he's just very proud of him, the way he's conducted himself in his 5 years here, and he's a tremendous leader, and he's just a class act, and he's I've been doing this a while, and I'm just telling you, he's going to be very successful in life, and I feel very good for him because he's earned everything he's got. So anytime you get a kid in your program like that, he's a great recruiter, great recruiting tool, and I just think it's awesome that he's got a job already. So, it's pretty neat.
It seems like a lot of programs get a guy like that once every several years. Yeah. But it seems like you guys get quite a few of those.
Yeah, we're trying. You know, we try to do our homework when we're recruiting and try to be diligent with it. And I think we do a good job of looking past just football. I mean, it's easy to recruit a kid just based on his football ability. It takes some time, effort, and energy to go the extra mile and look into character background and just making sure they're going to fit here, you know, they want to fit here. And so he's done that, and we're really proud of him. He's doing a great job.
Coming off another good win Saturday with Nebraska Kearney.
Yeah, it is. We did some good things, John. I know I sound like a broken record, but the thing that I feel good about is we're winning, and I don't feel like our team feels like we're anywhere close to being where we can be. So played a lot of guys, 80-something guys, did some really good things. Things we got to clean up. Biggest thing is the pre-snap penalties, 2 defensive offsides, 3 false starts. But other than that, there's a lot to build on. I'm really proud of Kyle Zimmerman and the way he's playing. And you go back and look and the decision-making that he's making right now. He's not turning the football over, making a lot of good decisions. And we just got a lot of kids playing well and playing hard, you know, and that's a big thing.
You talked a lot the last few weeks about playing a lot of guys. And I know the early part of the season is important because you're trying to get better. But in the early part of the season, when you're playing a lot of guys, getting some rest for those starters, how big of a role does now, in that sense, play later in the season when you get to those last couple of games and then on into the playoffs?
I think it's always helped us, I think, for a couple of reasons. Number one, like you just said, I think guys tend to be fresh down the stretch. But then the other big thing is, I've always said, it's so much easier when a kid has legitimate game experience, whereas, you know, God forbid we were to lose a starter this week, you know, we'd be rolling into Arrowhead instead of just throwing a kid out there to the Wolves that hadn't played all year. In that type of environment, I mean, it's a recipe for disaster is what it is. And so you feel good because you can practice, but until the kid gets in a game and there's, you know, fans in the stand and the lights are on and there's officials, it's just a whole different deal.
No, talking with you earlier this week, one of the things you felt good about in the win as well was in the last 4 minutes of the first half, and the way the team executed both offense and defense to ensure that you were able to get a couple extra scores in before half.
Yeah, it is, and it's huge, John. And you go through, I could go back and go through games, you know, like Cal PA in the playoffs years ago. That was a tight game, and Roberto Davis blocks that punt right before half because we used our timeouts to get us into that situation. So to have the type of mindset to play to win, to play 60 minutes, you know, not 58, it's easy to talk about, but you have to educate your kids on how to do it. Your coaching staff all has to be on the same page. You have to be meticulous when you practice it, and then kids have to go out and execute. And it was awesome, you know. And I go back to, we got the first score of George, kickoff, and they were finally, you know, kind of in the mindset, let's get out of here. And they ran that sweep to the boundary, and to hear our guys talking about, they weren't trying to tackle him. They were trying to physically push him out of bounds so we could save our last time out. I mean,
yeah.
Guys, I don't know how many teams are football smart enough to do that. And so we saved our time out, because if we wouldn't save our time out, I'd probably, hey, take a knee. And I'm like, man, we got it. Let's go try it. Let's go try to do it. So it's cool. It's cool to see or hear our kids talking about it.
You know, you talk about football smarts. I really think that's been shown a lot on the defensive side, because you're seeing teams try to throw stuff at you, you know, that you maybe haven't seen on film, that different things.
Yep.
And the speed that the defense has adjusted to that stuff has just been phenomenal.
Yeah, our guys, again, I said it after Emporia when I talked to you guys after the game, sometimes it takes teams a half to go into half. And so our guys make adjustments extremely quick. And, you know, just our defensive staff, all our coaching staff does a good job. But our defensive staff does such a great job. But I always go back to, you know, what I've said just nationally when I've been asked about our programs from people around the country from a national perspective. I'm like, the way we have everything structured, I think we do a very good job of not making things complicated for our kids. I think we teach fundamentals, how to leverage a football, what that means to leverage a football. But it starts with us, with that on defense. We're very fundamentally sound. We play with our hands well at all positions. We get off blocks well. We don't get out leveraged, whether you're throwing a screen on us or running a double move pass, or it's fun to watch, because I appreciate you saying that, because they do a great job of doing that.
Seems like a lot of that it goes back to what you're talking about earlier about recruiting kids with the character and the intelligence to be able to make adjustments like that on the
ball. We do. We just, again, we try to dive in deep and and find a guy that understands the game of football. And even if he doesn't, John, that wants to. You know what I mean? That you want to find kids that want to be here, that you up front immediately give them the expectation that this is the culture, this is what it's going to be. You know, the math tells us you're not going to play here at a young age. That's just how the math works out. And so, honestly, when we get a kid, that's not the kid we want. You know, we want kids that are like, I'm okay with that. I want to win. I want to learn how to win. I want to learn the system. I want to learn the culture. And it's powerful when you get guys that want to do that.
Another area that you kind of needed those smart kids to be able to adjust to is on the offensive line.
Yeah.
You know, you've got guys that can play all those positions, and it takes more than just getting in a stance and hitting the guy in front of you.
Yeah, it does. You know, we're playing a lot of guys up there right now due to injuries. The thing I'm looking at Saturday night when we kick off, we have a rotation where we're going to have a right tackle that's going to play two series there, then he's going left. We got a right guard that's going to play two series, then he's moving to left guard. We got a guy that's going to come in and play right guard, and then he's going to move to right tackle. And so there's a lot of moving parts, but I don't worry about it. As the O-line coach, we practice like that. But, again, it goes back to what you said. Those guys take it upon themselves to split their drill time each week 50-50 in a right-handed stance, left-handed stance. I mean, I know programs across the country, they don't even talk about that stuff, let alone try to do it. And, we talk about it, and then our kids go out and execute it, and they practice it, and they believe in it. And, they don't make excuses if they make a mistake. Well, I should be playing here. They don't do that. So it gives me as a coach a lot of confidence in them. And I'm just proud of them because our guys work really hard about 363 days out of the year.
Yeah, that's right. And we were talking with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. When we come back, we'll talk to Adam about what's up next. Missouri Southern Saturday night. That's coming up right after this timeout on the KXCV K&W Bearcat Coaches Show from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Support for today's game comes from Tri-State Ford Lincoln on South Main in Maryville. Tri-State offers the region a selection of new Ford and Lincoln automobiles as well as pre-owned vehicles. More at gotristate.com or at 660-582-3677.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Pizza Ranch at US 71 and 1st Street in Maryville. Pizza Ranch's buffet is open daily and features pizza and fried chicken with all the trimmings, plus a salad bar with dessert and ice cream. More in-store or at pizzaranch.com.
Support for today's game comes from Compass Dental Group in Maryville. Doctors Bruce and Teal Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler provide braces, implants, same-day crowns, and general dentistry. More at 660-582-2273 or at compassdentalgroup.com.
Bearcat radio broadcasts are brought to you by Championship Motors in Maryville across from Walmart. Championship offers late model pre-owned autos and conducts vehicle searches upon request. More at championshipmotorsllc.com or 582-8800.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway Valley Bank, with online banking, including remote deposit using your mobile device. Right Bank is right at your fingertips, or at nvb.com, or at any of their 8 locations.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV K&W Bearcat Coaches Show. We're broadcasting live from Carson's Sports Grill in downtown Maryville and talking with the head coach of the Bearcat football team, Adam Dorrell. And Adam, up next, Missouri Southern down in Joplin. Missouri Southern, a team still looking for their first victory of the season, but a team with a lot of new faces, even from last year, with a lot of JUCO kids coming into the
program. Yeah, they're significantly different. This is just their coaching staff second year there. I've known Denver for – I've known him. He probably doesn't know me, but I've known him for a long time. We've gone and remember hearing him speak for the first time when he was at Murray State. He spoke at a – clinic here in Missouri, but anyway, I have a lot of respect for him. He's a very good football coach, has a lot of good help too. They got a new end zone complex that looks really nice, put new turf in, so they've got some good stuff going for him. But we're just excited about the challenge, and we're just looking forward to the road trip and getting ready to go.
This offense from Missouri Southern, a few years ago we were kind of joking here off air how Rich didn't sleep much because he saw a lot of triple option from those guys, but a lot different nowadays under this coaching staff. They'll throw the ball a lot more. I know they try a lot of quick tempo. How is quick tempo different nowadays, compared to before they had the substitution rule and everything like that.
Yeah, it's a lot different because people are, I think, doing it more. They're practicing it more. They're more complex out of it. And, again, I go back to number one. To me, the worst thing you can do with the team that's doing what they're doing is try to change your personnel groupings to go from dime, nickel, stuff like that. The most important thing is to get lined up, be very fundamentally sound, give your kids the keys. You know, we talk about that. We give them the keys to the car. You know, Rich gives, they go through in a menu. When we start on Tuesday, and they have a menu of coverages, fronts, stunts, blitzes that they're doing. You know, Rich gives them a signal, and that signal incorporates basically two things. And now he may change it up every snap, and now the next snap they only have two. But it's simplistic, so we can play fast. And, you know, what he talks about, you know, go hunt. Go hunt. So the tempo thing's good unless you're not getting first downs. And then we love it because we're getting the ball back real quick. And, you know, we feel like we're going to get short porches and go score. So it's changed a lot. It really has.
Yeah.
And how much have you seen out of their offense as far as making some improvements in the first three games? Are they making any kind of progressive improvements?
Yeah, they're playing two quarterbacks right now. You know, the quarterback that they had last year I thought was a very good athlete. He's been playing a lot of receiver. You know, that's one of the things I said to our guys immediately Tuesday. I saw that, and I said, you know, it won't surprise me if that kid's playing some quarterback Saturday night just because he's a really dynamic athlete.
Do you have to look at guys like that and wonder about that whole potential for a trick play type of thing when you got a quarterback at a different position?
Yeah, you do, because I look at us and I know what we do.
Yeah.
Between Randy Schmidt, between Bishop, those two were both high school quarterbacks. Sean Vane will tell you he at one point in time used to be a quarterback, and then he always follows it up. Well, but I was more of a center fielder. I was a baseball guy, so I know how to throw. But yeah, I do, because I know how my mind always thinks. You got to be really, really careful with those guys on those quick screens, and it's hard to tell from a depth perception standpoint as a safety linebacker if it's a lateral or not. So you just, again, we practice that stuff. Even if we don't see stuff on film, like our guys will throw in a couple trick plays each week just try to keep us on our feet.
What are you seeing out of them defensively?
Playing a lot of fronts. That's our biggest challenge. We have to have front identification as an offense and try to get a body on a body, but they're going in and out of a 4-3 defense, a 4-2, playing 30 with 40 people, so they'll stand up a defensive end, trying to confuse you, mixing in blitzes. Blitz a lot in the red zone, and third medium, third long, running a lot of line games, and just mixing up their coverage. So they're doing a lot of things compared to what we've seen these first couple weeks.
I know we talk a lot about how well your team does in the film room. Is it a little more important when you're going to see something like that?
It is. On a week like this, it's a lot more important. Your walkthroughs need to be more diligent. You know, you're doing a walkthrough like versus Washburn. Well, Washburn, they just do a couple things. Now, they're really good at what they do, but just a couple. But a week like this, man, you've got to check your protections, double-check your protections, do a lot of walkthroughs, make sure your run fits are good, do a 4-3, a 30, and a 40 defense. So there was a lot of walking through this week. We do our normal practice plays, but there's been a lot of walkthrough this week.
All right. Well, A.D., thanks a lot for being with us tonight.
Okay, thanks, guys.
That's the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcat football team, Adam Doral, with us this evening. Stay tuned. We'll be back and wrap things up from this edition of the KXCV KRW Coaches Show right after this timeout from Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Younger Auction Company. Auctioneer Mark Younger and his team simulcast online live auctions in all states. Younger Auction Company specializes in real estate, farm equipment, collectibles, and antiques. More at youngerauction.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from the Bearcat Booster Club, impacting every Northwest student athlete by providing a source of funds to improve athletic equipment for teams and programs. Membership information is available at bearcatsports.com.
Support for KXCV KRNW comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering automatic entrances, electronic security systems, as well as service and repair locking, hinging, and closer hardware. More at 582-3131 or in store and 5th and Buchanan or at maryvilleglassandlock.com.
Support for the Bearcats comes from Shelter Insurance, providing coverage for auto, home, life, and business, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance reviews. More info is available from shelter agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, Jody Nelson of Savannah, and Larry Olinger of Mound City.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from SSM Health, St. Francis Hospital, Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Services, offering services from athletic training to physical therapy to total joint replacement. More at SSMHealthSt.Francis.com.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Carson's Sports Grill, located on the Maryville Square. Carson's is open for lunch or dinner and offers a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more for dine-in or carry-out. Find more at 660-582-2699.
Welcome back to the KXCV KRNW Bearcat Coaches Show. As we wrap things up from this evening's program with Matt Gorder, I'm John Coffey, and Matt, trip down to Joplin Saturday night, face Missouri Southern. Always a fun trip down to Joplin, and volleyball team will be down there as well on Saturday.
Yeah, they'll be in Bolivar Friday and then Southern on Saturday, so hopefully it'll be a Bearcat double win type of day in Joplin.
That'll be all right, and we'll have the broadcast of the football game right here on KXCV, KRNW, as well as the rest of the Bearcat Radio Network, beginning at 5 o'clock with Bearcat Game Day before the 6 o'clock kickoff, again, from Hughes Stadium in Joplin, Missouri. So that will do it for our program tonight from the Carson Sports Grill in downtown Maryville. We'll be back with you again next Thursday for another edition of our program. So again, for Matt Gorder, for Ryan Elliott, also Karen Lawrence, I'm John Coffey, and so long from Carson's in downtown Maryville.
Comedian Hari Kondabolu often makes